will do it, my friends. Oh, yes, I mean a boys' band, do you hear me?
For I compose the music of the night.
Put another nickel in the Nickelodeon. All I want is having you and music, music, music.
Groupies sleep with rock stars because they want to be near someone famous. We're here because of the music. We are Band-Aids.
Now it's time for the Thursday Night Music Club.
All righty, let's do this, shall we? 11:10 and the Thursday Night Music Club, as announcer man just told you. Here it is. Dan Durkholz, our roving musical journalist, will be along in a while. We'll talk about some of the national acts coming to town and new releases out from them. But we like to start a little closer to home and slamming Sammy Sound in the house. Hello there.
Hello, my love.
How are you? Have you changed your hairstyle again?
Oh, just recently. Thanks for noticing.
Well, I noticed the last change, which was 2 weeks ago.
No, it's the same.
What's going on with you?
No, it's just cute.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm great.
You know, you could shave your head and still be a knockout. Let me just point that out.
Are you sober?
Of course I am.
Okay. What is that then?
Huh? It's a little G2.
Oh.
And I don't know what flavor it is, but it tastes like somebody ran it through their bloody system before they put it in this bottle. It says lemon lime, but that is totally a guess. This is awful. And I drink about 5 Gatorades a day. This one is trout flavored.
It looks like something John Jr. put in a bottle for you.
Yeah, could have been from the hallway. Right. So where were we? Oh, yes. Well, let's talk about Play It Forward, the philanthropic arm of your work and getting instruments in the hands of kids and all that wonderful work that you do and blabity blabity blah, you. Okay. Tell us more. I'm interested.
Well, we've had just such a great week, Play It Forward wise.
Why? Tell me.
I'm just happy that this program is working, and you know, I sometimes have to step outside of it just to see that it does have such great success. Because you know, when you're involved in something day in, day out, you can't really, you don't know, you don't see. But we had such a great week, and we have a caller tonight, a new friend of mine. His name is Don Stratton. He's going to be calling us from Grisby Middle School in Granite City. And
why?
Well, because Don came to my house. We talked about this last week, and he was coming the next night.
Always big news when a guy comes to your house.
Yeah, it is big news. So he came over, and I brought him into the office and let him look around at the instruments that our generous sponsors have donated. And he left my house with, I think we tallied it at to be about $25,000, $30,000 worth of instruments.
And what school?
Grisby Middle School in Granite City, Illinois.
Grisby. And Don Stratton's on the phone. Hello, Don.
Hi there.
So tell me about Sam's place, because I've never been invited over there.
Well, at first I thought, you know, this has got to be too good to be true. And when I went into the room where the instruments were at, into the office, I was overwhelmed. I mean, it was something that was just like a fairy tale. I started going through these instruments and to find out, you know, these instruments weren't junk. These things were really nice. Some very high quality instruments with price tags of $1,300, $1,400 on them. And I know that to be true because I know what those instruments go for. And so when I drove away that night with a truckload of instruments, I'm thinking, oh man, what am I going to do with all these things? And then people's names just started popping into my mind. Of course, we used a lot of them in our own music program at Grigsby Middle School. We're located in a rather economically crunched area. You know, and without some of these instruments, some kids wouldn't even be able to be in the band. So when I took them to our director, he was flabbergasted. It was unusual to see him kind of speechless. He opened the first one and said, man, this is like a brand new trumpet. He said, I've got, he said, next year when we have fifth graders in our building, when they start band, he said, this will allow so many kids to be in band that wouldn't otherwise be able to do that. And then I'd saved some of the instruments back. Like there was an alto sax, a flute, and I had just spoken with a parent that week, and she was saying, you know, that the rental of those two instruments is about $55, and they weren't going to be able to do some things because, you know, that was like a $600 piece of budget, out of money out of their budget for the year. So I was able to take to their home a flute and an alto sax, and it was so cool because the dad met me at the door, and when I left, he says, you have just managed to put a smile on my face. And that was such an incredible feeling to be able to do that for these people because of what Samantha and her program does. Then I took some of the other really high-end instruments to the high school, like oboe. You know, kids don't own oboes because they're so expensive. So this young man was borrowing one. And I gave him an oboe, which is like, it was like Christmas time. I gave another young man a trigger trombone, an F trombone, and it was a little bit tarnished, and I said, you know, I think this is going to polish up really nice. He took it home. He texted me that night with a picture. He said, look at this, Mr. Stratton. Look how great this trombone looks. It looked brand new.
Sam, it looks like we got a new helper.
I know. I'm loving it. Isn't it fabulous?
I'm just flabbergasted that this program works like it does. Because I really believe in paying it forward. I've done that all my life and never expected that to happen to me. I always did it for my daughter. She lives in California, and I'm thinking, you know, if I can, maybe somebody will do it for her out there. But when Sam called and said, I've got all this stuff, it was like, wow, this is like a dream come true. And she still has yet more things to bring me. It's like an extended Christmas present.
All right, so when the Grigsby Middle School has their first concert, you will let us know, right?
I sure will.
All right, because we want to go. Don, thanks for all the work that you do in the school, and glad Thank that Sam and the group were able to help.
Fantastic.
Thank all right, you. Take care. Be well.
Thank you, Don.
So that was really nice.
Wasn't that special?
Well, it does make a difference. Yeah, yeah. I would like nothing more than to have those calls every week.
I know, me too. So, to the audience listening, your unused instruments that are in the basement, in the closet, in the back room that nobody's playing, nobody's picking up, and you have some kind of emotional attachment to, and I understand that. People have attachments to their instruments. However, there's children and students struggling in art classes and music classes. And
they're not even in the music class because they don't have the instruments.
Yeah, and mom and dad can't afford it. And that instrument is just sitting there. And I've told you this many times, Carney, that so many times people give me an instrument and they say, I've had this for 15 years. I've had this for 20 years. You know, and it is the whole pay it forward concept. Let's just play it forward. Get it out of your closet. Give it to Play It Forward, and we'll place it into a school music program.
PlayItForwardSTL.org. Anything in particular you're looking for right now?
Right now, actually, the next project we're going to work on, with more stuff going to Granite City Schools, we're going to start with East St. Louis High School is going to form an orchestra. So those are going to be my efforts in the next 6 to 8 months. And we're going to need a lot of violins, cellos. Quarter sizes, half size, full size violins. I mean, desperate need for violins right now. So let's make this work. I've got exciting news. Do you want to hear something else?
That wasn't exciting news?
No, I got more.
You're seeing someone?
No.
Sorry. I got so excited there.
That's funny. Sorry. Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Okay. So the Steve Harvey Show producers... Steve Harvey, comedian.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Based out of Chicago.
Sure.
Have called me and they have asked me to be a guest on their show.
Stop it.
Seriously.
When are we going?
We don't know. They've called twice. The last time they called, they want to know my height and weight. I lied about my weight. Do you think that's a problem?
No. No.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. How much did you lie?
Just a couple pounds.
86 pounds what I weigh. So that's pretty awesome. To talk about Play It Forward?
Yeah, they. I guess one of the producers that seeks out shows, topics, etc., he found a piece that Fox 2 News did on the Pay It Forward segment.
Right.
Which was a lot of fun. It surprised me a few months ago. And he called me, or he sent me an email, and I called him. And he had many questions about the Play It Forward program. And
so you're not going to get there, and it's going to be a Who's the Baby's Daddy episode. We have the test.
Let's hope not. Let's hope it's more about music and kids and philanthropic, mm-hmm. your word. So I don't know. I they've called three times now. So you know how those things go. You know, you're a big TV star.
Oh, yeah, because I get asked to be on these shows all the time. I did an episode of Cops once, but I didn't actually know they were filming. That doesn't really count.
Probably not. So I just thought it was kind of cool. I mean, the Steve Harvey. Steve Harvey, that's old school comedian to me. That's like Richard Pryor, Bernie Mac. I love all that stuff. So,
good for you. You're going to forget all about us.
No, I'm going to bring you with me. All right. My co-host.
Well, congratulations. I'm very excited for you.
Well, thanks. We'll see what happens. We'll update you.
Good things happen to good people.
Truly, they do.
Nothing happens to me.
That would be a question of your goodness.
All right, so I want to talk about local music. That's kind of the other thing you do is promote area happenings and stuff like that. So what are you going to share with us this week?
I do. We have a couple of tracks tonight. Okay. And I did print something off that I thought, if you would, for myself and the audience, if you would use your best radio voice and spin that to introduce our next band.
I don't even know what this is.
Just read it.
You want me to just read it? Sight unseen.
Yeah, in your best radio voice.
Okay. I only have one.
Oh.
All right, Super Jam. The word invokes the glory of a bygone era, a time when the rock was so immense, only stadiums could contain it. A time when a bad seat meant you probably weren't going to see anything at the show except a cheap beer and some shirtless girls. And you know what? That was fine. Super Jam. The name of a mighty quintet of St. Louis rockers, nay, dreamers, who dare to dream that they could bring back those heady days of yesteryear, bring back screaming guitars and killer rock poses, bring back racks of keyboards and questionable fashions, bring back ear-splitting vocals and soul-crushing bass, bring back senseless drum solos, lava lamps, and black light posters. Super Jam. 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 A blinding beacon of light in a dark world of oppressive monotony. Where did that come from?
Their website. I didn't write it. But I couldn't have read that, as you know. So
if they use that for anything promotional, I will sue their ass into oblivion. I am union, young men. I am union.
That was so how I pictured that playing out. So, yes, St. Louis, Super Jam.
Do we have music from Super Jam, or was this just to make an idiot out of me? Because
no.
I can do that alone.
No, that was absolutely brilliant. Super Jam, cast of characters. Dave, Jeff Gallo, Eric Lysette. Hello, my personal favorite. I love Eric. James Woofy and Ken McRae on the drums. You can catch them tonight. It's not too late at the House of Rock at Ronnie's Plaza. Friday night, the 8th at River City Casino. And that's an early show that starts from 8 to midnight. And Saturday, Mardi Gras Parade Day, that one place in Fenton, Illinois. Check them out at superjamstl.net. Probably the hottest, greatest band in St. Louis as we speak.
And this would be them.
Little Jerry Rafferty.
Again, they're playing tonight, House of Rock, River City tomorrow, did you say?
Yes, tomorrow.
They were actually the band that was playing at that rock radio reunion I went out to.
yes,
where Sammy showed up, and I think they actually played some with Roger Boyd of Head East and
yes,
played with some of the other guys.
Yeah, this is just a great band.
Yes, they are.
You know, talented musicians that are in other projects in the city. They came together a couple years ago, and they are rocking St. Louis. I love it.
All right,
we get
one more in. What do you want to do?
One of my faves from St. Louis, Mr. Tom Wood. Tom's been a friend of Play It Forward and St. Louis Sound for a long time. Personal friend of mine. I love this guy. I love his music. He just moved last year to Las Vegas, Nevada. I think he fell in love and a woman took him out of town. But one night only back in St. Louis, and that is tomorrow night at Atomic Cowboy down on Manchester in the Grove. Mm-hmm. From 9:30 to 10:30, you can catch Tom for an hour if you're in the area. Great guy, great musician, amazing songwriter, good friend of ours. And this is a great track off his latest album, and it's called A Boy's Life.
And this will take us out, and are you working through Mardi Gras, I assume?
Yes, Mardi Gras. We Play It Forward has a beer and hurricane booth located on 7th and Marion. Come down for your beverage needs. Support Play It Forward.
All right, we'll do that next week. I'm out, so we'll see you in 2 weeks.
2 weeks it is.
Thank you. Don't forget, Play It Forward, STL.org. Steve Harvey's personal friend, Samantha Fisher. And we go into the break. Music from Tom Wood coming up. We're joined by Dazzle and Danny D, our roving musical journalist. Mr. Jerkholz next on the Thursday Night Music Club on The Carney Show.
Kill the monster, rape the beast, embrace the thing you love the least. Take a break, take a breath, sell yourself, I ain't quit yet. They bring it up, they force it in, get us hooked like heroin. Kill our kids, take our cash, they watch me take it out my trash. You know it sucks, you know it blows, I pretend like no one knows. Open your eyes, open your mind, learn to read, hit off rewind.